You know, the point I'm trying to make is that ever since we are together, I hardly ever emphasize on character. The emphasis is how to release ourselves of character, the roots of character, which is the ego, or I am the body. If you, each of you that have children, by your own example, by having a time to meditate with your child. When I say meditate with your child, it's a silent sitting and listening to something inspiring. I promise you, this will help eliminate the roots for them, meaning that those uncomfortable traits that they have, it will fall off by itself. It just will fall off. I hear so much from your children how they came up with such an amazing question or amazing answer, and how they crave for listening to the tapes and video, the recordings. Why? Because you're raising them properly. Therefore, again, if there is a abnormal behavior of anger or violence, I would say definitely do whatever you can. But in other cases, the child needs a space. If the child is mean and talks dirty and all of that, yes, by all means, remedy it. I used to wash my children's mouth with soap, and they weren't even saying anything bad. It just that was inappropriate at the time they did. And I must have done 3-4 times, and it was the end of it. So I'm not saying don't discipline your children. What I'm saying is we are so working in our way back home, and I'm sure your children would follow your footstep back home. So I wouldn't worry about it. It's not a normal situation. You guys are all very advanced soul, and I'm sure they are more even advanced than we are, or they wouldn't fall in a family that is so the atmosphere is so inducive for them. And remember that if I have to say anything very important today, it would be that you are raising your children in an atmosphere of holiness. You don't need to want to correct every behavior, nor will I correct my behavior or your behavior, unless it's mean, hurtful, and damaging. And when your child lies, know that is normal. They don't do it viciously. So open your heart to understanding so they know that if they tell the truth, you will be okay with it. Put yourself in their place at that age. They are just here maybe 10 years or 20 years or 15 years or 5 years. Remember that. They don't have our spiritual experiences under their arms or the world experience. So what we do is observe our children without opinion. We watch them. I still, like I told you before, I watch my 40 years old the boys. I watch them. And when you watch it, you know how to react to them. Is not impulsive, is not unconscious. Let your parenting be more not on behavior, but to say how in a spiritually we can have more understanding of them and we can help them in that degree. I'm sure it is. I'm just reminding you guys.
Thank you.
You know, for centuries, for mothers out of their beautiful heart. They put so much do's and don'ts, and their children felt suffocated, and they still went on. And they were very educated, but not happy. I mean, they could be a doctor, amazing plumber, this and that. But we're going to approach it differently. It's not so important what they achieve in life. It's important they achieve joy and contentment. I think that is the most important nutrition that I gave to my kids. And the result was very good. I didn't force them to be somebody. I sat down and sang bhajan with them and talked to them on a spiritual level. Every decision we made, we went inside and got it from intuitive part of us. Every decision. If we wanted to go on a trip, we all four of us sat down and did that. Now, because I didn't force anything upon them and feed them spiritually, I feel like this way the children become rounded. And we have to break that belief system that the success is in education and success in having the best of the best of the things. They come as a side dish of what we are feeding them now. Believe me, that makes them more successful with peace than the other way around. I'm not saying we don't get angry if our child is not studying or we don't tell them. What I'm saying is the focus have to come from education outwardly to education inwardly. The education inwardly is association with their higher self and will pave the path to their success.
سطح میگن حرفی که میخوام بزنم اینه که من ندرتاً در بروی کرکتر و شخصیت تاکید میکنم. ریشه کرکتر ایگوه که و اصلش اینه که اون میگه من بدن هستم. شما در واقع کاری که میکنین با مثال عملی خودتون، با در سکوت نشستن، با میتیشن کردن، و وقتی میگم میتیشن یعنی در سکوت بشینید و یک موضوع الهام بخشی با هم گوش بدین. و من قول میدم به شما که این کار کردن، این کارها رو کردن زمینه رو آماده میکنه و تو خود به خودی اون موردایی که مربوط به کرکتر از بین میره. منو از بچه هاتون میشنوم که چطور چه سوالای فوق‌العاده‌ای میکنن، چجوری جواب میدن، چه علاقه‌ای به شنیدن این آدیو دارن. اگر که رفتار غیر معمولی مثل خشونت شدید و اینا باشه، 100% جلوشون رو بگیرین و هر کاری که هست بکنین، ولی در غیر این صورت به بچه ها فضا بدین. بچه احتیاج به فضا داره. من بچه هام اگه حرف بدی میزدن، حتی بد نه، یه حرفی که غیر مناسب بود، 3 بار اتفاق افتاد که دهنشون رو با آب و صابون شستم. یعنی نمیگم که شما لازم نیست که دیسیپلین انجام بدید، ولی بدونید که شما در راه برگشت اونقدر پیشرفته شده که بچه هایی هم که شما اومدن از شما پیشرفته تر هستن. اگر نه اینطور نبود، اینها تو این زندگی وارد زندگی شما نمی شدن. و بدونید که موضوع مهم اینه که ما بچه ها رو داریم در محیط الهی بار میاریم. لازم نیست هر رفتار کوچیکی رو اصلاح بکنید. من نمی کنم. بله، اگر جنسی باعث درد و رنج شدن بقیه، آسیب رسوندن به بقیه اینا باشه، درسته، اینا جلوشو باید بگیرید. ولی دروغ گفتن بچه نرماله، از روی طینت بدش نیست. بهش درک وقتی که بدین، اون وقت اونم جرأت داره که بیاد راستش رو به شما بگه. خودتون رو به جای بچه بذارین. بچه که 5 سال، 10 سال، 15 سال در این دنیا، چه در راه معنویت چه در راه دنیایی، در اون حد تجربه داره. بچه ها رو بدون عقیده و نظر فقط نگاهشون کنید. بچه ها رو نگاه کنید. من هنوز که هنوزه بچه های بزرگ سال 40 ساله خودم رو نگاه میکنم. و این وقتی این نگاه هوشیارانه است، تربیت بر روی رفتار بچه ها نیست، بر روی درکشون هست و اینطوری بهشون کمک کنه. برای قرنهای متوالی مادرها بر اساس قلب زیباشون ولی به اشتباه با بکن و نکن بچه ها رو خفه می کردن. بله این بچه ها موفق بودن، دکتر، لوله‌کش یا هر شغلی موفق آمیز می تونستن کسب کنن، ولی مهم این نیستش که در زندگی چه چیزی رو سطح دنیایی کسب میکنه، مهم اون آرامشی که به دست میارن. من بچه های خودم رو هیچ وقت مجبور نکردم به سمت اینکه کسی باشن تو اجتماع. ما با هم باجام میخوندیم، با هم میشستیم، میتیشه میکردیم، تصمیم کوچیک و بزرگ رو با هم میشستیم، از درون تصمیم رو میخواستیم که از درون بود. مثلا اگه مسافرت میخواستیم بریم، چهار نفری میشستیم و از درونمون سوال میکردیم. من اونها رو چون مجبور به چیزی نکردم، بچه های متعادل و متعادل و بلنس بودن. چیزی که هست اینه که موفقیت در دنیا و تحصیلات مثل یک غذا یه جنبی یا کناری غذای اصلی نیست. باور کنید که این بسیار مؤثرتره. من نمیگم که اگه بچه‌تون درس نخونه عصبانی نشین، ولی تاکید باید بر اون تربیت درونی باشه و نه بیرونی، و همنشینی با درونه که راه رو برای موفقیت دنیایی هم هموار میکنه.
Thank you, Fainaz. You're doing a great job today.
قربونتون برم عزیز دلم.
I feel like there was a world in that answer, Sajun. Thank you so much. I almost feel guilty to ask more questions.
No, I want you to ask because it emphasizes in something truth. It just digs more and more, deeper and deeper until you hit the water.
Thank you so much. With that blessing, I'll continue then.
بهار از صد تشکر کرد، گفتش که انقدر این مطالبی که شما گفتید زیبا و کامل بوده که اصلا من دیگه روم نمیشه سوال کنم، ولی صد میگن که نه خوبه که وقتی تکرار میشه حقیقت عمیق‌تر و عمیق‌تر میشه تا جایی که انگار که میکنی تا به آب برسه، به اون شکل به نتیجه میرسه.